The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
Portions of this edition of the Don Crow Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
It's time for the Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Crow Show.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website PassportAuto.com. Hey, how you doing, folks? Hello there. Another week on our hands already. Welcome to this edition of the Don Crow Show. Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon, we get to talk about things going on. And let me ask you a question. Has humor and freedom of speech been smothered to the point of no return? Well, I have some good news for you. From the creators of No Safe Spaces comes the Facebook Live event, Not Allowed to Laugh, Free Speech and the Death of Comedy. It's happening Wednesday, May 13th, just a couple of days away, 4 p.m. Pacific, but more to our tastes and uses here on the East Coast, 7 p.m. Eastern. Now, this event's hosted by Eric Metaxas, with the stars of No Safe Spaces, Adam Carolla, and Dennis Prager, special guest comedian, Kareth Foster. It's going to be a live and a lively hour-long conversation about the state of comedy. And more importantly, maybe even the state of free speech in general today and the challenges of making the movie that we've been telling you about, No Safe Spaces. If you haven't seen that, you really, it's a must-see documentary. Now, to be part of this event on Wednesday, that's Wednesday at 7 p.m., just go to No Safe Spaces on Facebook. And you can actually give questions to Eric and Dennis and Adam. You can ask them right on Facebook by using hashtag No Safe Spaces. And in the meantime, get your DVD or stream No Safe Spaces now if you haven't already and save 25% while, as you know, they always say, and it's true, while supplies last. Not going to be there forever. Just go to nosafespaces.com, use the promo code SAVE25. That'll save you 25% on the rental of the purchase of the film. Again, nosafespaces.com. Promo code SAVE25. And again, that's going to be Wednesday, May 13th, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the No Safe Spaces Facebook page. All right, things are continuing to unfold, but not nearly as quickly as we all would wish, I'm sure. Where to from here is the constant question. Not only where to from here, but when? Or are we ever? Are we ever going to get back to some kind of normal? Well, we're going to talk about these things. There's so many different facets or aspects to this, as I know you're aware. Our families have all been, I won't say turned upside down, but certainly changed in terms of our freedoms and churches and schools, et cetera, et cetera. Dr. Ronnie Floyd will join me in just a few minutes. He is current president and CEO of the Executive Committee of the Southern Baptist Convention, also Pastor Emeritus recently of Cross Church, a huge ministry in Northwest Arkansas. And as a matter of fact, you may remember the last 2 years, he was the president of the National Day of Prayer Task Force. He's going to join us in a few minutes to talk about, from his perspective as a very truly veteran pastor and Christian leader, what's the proper Christian response to COVID-19 and more to the point, more practically, practically right now, how can churches themselves transition most effectively back to some kind of, I was going to say, normal life. Some folks are saying it's never going to be normal again. I'm not that pessimistic, but on the other hand, I am concerned about what may come out of all this for new normals, especially in light of what we're going to be talking about on the show today, not only with Ronnie Floyd, but a little later, a story with Matt Staver, incredible, out of Kansas City, Missouri. In the meantime, we'll also talk with Vice Chair of USERF, Gail Manchin. USERF, of course, the bipartisan United States Commission on International Religious Freedom. And they have just issued their annual report for 2020 on religious freedom and human rights around the world. So next hour, we'll be talking with her. And then there's this story, as I said, out of Kansas City that's really kind of frightening when you hear about it. In that, there's apparently a mayor who really stepped into it, so to speak, when he ordered churches and other group gatherings to have to give name and address, as a matter of fact, if they, in fact, were going to have religious gatherings or gatherings of anything similar to that. In fact, Todd Starnes really is where I picked the story up initially. And it's really kind of frightening as to the implications of what this mayor wanted to do. And in fact, a number of pastors called Matt Staver at Liberty Council, said, hey, this is serious. Here's the headline, the original headline. Kansas City Mayor Quinton Lucas, Democrat, has ordered pastors to turn over the names, addresses, and phone numbers of anyone who enters church houses. And Matt Staver, as you'll hear him say a little later, said, never in our wildest dreams could we have imagined Nazi-like measures designed to surveil, track, and spy on what was once a free American people. Yet that's exactly what Kansas City's misguided government officials are now demanding. So we're going to talk about that and where that situation is now. That's coming up with Matt Staver a little later on. Also, I want to thank you for great progress we're making in our campaign with American Leprosy Missions. We made some wonderful strides over the weekend. Of course, you have taken advantage of the $8,000 matching fund passport money that was given. Thank you to Passport Auto Group for that very, very generous gift of $8,000 to our campaign to cure leprosy around the world. And I think out of that, we've now provided cures for about 636 children, and leaving us, a little over 400 to go, a little less than 400 to go. Our goal is 1,000 kids. And so we want to thank all of you who have made a gift of any amount in that regard to help us. And if you haven't done it, but you've been thinking about it, you can certainly do it while we're doing other things today. The toll-free number to call is 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. And the online, WAVA.com, keyword heal, if you want to go right there and give. $30 provides a cure for a child of leprosy, $60 for two, $90 provides for three, and so forth. And again, our thanks to all of you who've pushed us forward this far. We'll give you more details and a better update in a few minutes, but we'll take this break right now.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Lakshmi, a young Nepali woman, accepted Christ in 2017 after being healed from a long illness through the prayers of a local congregation. Her husband didn't understand why she continued attending church, arguing, "You went to church for healing, and now you're healed, so you don't need to go anymore." Lakshmi boldly replied, "Jesus is not just a healer, but a savior also." Furious, her husband married another woman, leaving Lakshmi and their 7-year-old daughter behind. Unable to pay rent, they're now homeless, but are hoping to start a tailoring business. Pray for Lakshmi and her daughter that God will provide for their needs.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
AactionHomeServices.com. Did you know I started as an electrical contractor? That kind of gets lost with our plumbing and AC messages. We do everything you'd expect an electrician would do, including indoor and outdoor lighting, service panels and circuits, switches, plugs, and troubleshooting too. Call to add or update your old light fixtures with modern, efficient LED lighting. 703-922-1900. Problem solved.
Hi, I'm Pastor Tom, heard here on WAVA on Saturdays and Sundays on Discover Hope Today. You know, our nation faces unprecedented challenges, the likes of which most of us have never seen. The church in America has a golden opportunity to shine as lights in a dark world and reap a harvest for Christ. Would you pray with me for our nation and the church? Merciful Almighty God, we praise you that your promises are sure and that you have control over all events. We pray for our country, Lord. Grant our leaders wisdom and good counsel. Grant our medical professionals skill and endurance. And grant our elderly and vulnerable protection and peace. We also intercede for your church to live fearlessly before men, to love others unconditionally, and to preach the gospel of truth to every lost soul. O Savior, we pray you reap a harvest of souls to the glory of your grace. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
I can't say nothing, shut up, don't want to open my mouth.
Has humor and freedom of speech been smothered to the point of no return? From the creators of No Safe Spaces comes the Facebook Live event, Not Allowed to Laugh, Free Speech and the Death of Comedy, hosted by Eric Metaxas, with the stars of No Safe Spaces, Adam Carolla and Dennis Prager, with special guest, comedian Kareth Foster, Wednesday, May 13th, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, a lively hour-long conversation about the state of comedy and free speech today, and the challenges of making the movie No Safe Spaces. To be a part of this event, please follow No Safe Spaces on Facebook. Questions for Eric, Dennis, and Adam can be asked on Facebook using hashtag No Safe Spaces. Don't miss Not Allowed to Laugh, Free Speech, and the Death of Comedy. May 13th, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, on the No Safe Spaces Facebook page, a safe space for laughter and free speech.
We're Diamond and Silk, and we have a new book coming out called Uprising.
The Awakening of Diamond and Silk.
It's about how we overcame poverty and hardship by not letting anyone else define who we are, what we can do, or who we are supposed to vote for. And guess what? You can do it too.
That's right. And we want you to hear our personal story for the first time.
Uprising by Diamond and Silk, coming August 18th. Pre-order at Amazon or wherever books are sold.
The Don Crow Show on WAVA. Well, we know the nation continues to struggle, grapple with incredibly disruptive results from COVID-19, the pandemic that seemingly is, well, it's not here forever, but it feels like it to a lot of folks. And virtually no area of our national or our individual lives has been left unaffected. I'm sure you would agree. Families' daily schedules, kids' schooling, unemployment figures spiking to some of the highest numbers ever. Businesses closing, some of which sadly may never open again. And more and more, a recurring question for a lot of folks have been, where's God in all of this? And what's he trying to say to us? And again, will life ever return to some kind of normalcy? And of course, all of this directly impacting what I call the backbone, one of the great backbones of American life throughout its history, the churches in our country. Well, joining us to talk about these things, Dr. Ronnie Floyd, current president, CEO of the Executive Committee of the Southern Baptist Convention. You know him as a pastor emeritus, as a matter of fact, of Cross Church in Northwest Arkansas. Most recent president for the last couple of years of our National Day of Prayer Task Force, author of a number of books, his most recent, How to Pray, Developing an Intimate Relationship with God. His website is his name, ronniefloyd.com. Twitter handle is @ronniefloyd. And Dr. Floyd, always an honor to welcome you to the show.
Don, great to be with you, a fellow pastor. Thank you for the privilege to be able to speak today.
Well, we need to hear voices such as yours, my friend. And because you have such a vast ministry that connects all across the world, really, but what are you seeing as to the impact on churches all across the country with this whole situation so far?
Well, obviously, you know, people not going to church has been completely different. They are going to worship online. And obviously, our churches have adapted, which I'm highly pleased with. Those churches that had not been having services online, they found a way, and thank God for that. And so we're grateful for the technological advance that may have taken 5 to 10 to 20 years to accomplish. It all happened in a matter of 3 or 4 weeks, and so that I'm grateful for. You know, Don, the real key is how long will this duration go on? Obviously, this is very challenging. There's no question about it. It's challenging for pastors the longer it goes, but it's also challenging to people. But I'm seeing churches do innovative things of caring for their people, of pouring in their leaders, and connecting with other churches that are walking through the same thing they're walking through. For example, I've conducted, I don't even know how many Zoom calls, and I've talked to a few thousand pastors that are Southern Baptist pastors. I've talked to a few pastors that are not Southern Baptist pastors, but they're pastors of large churches in America. And one thing about COVID-19, it puts everybody on equal ground. It doesn't matter how big your church is. It doesn't matter what the color of your skin is. It doesn't matter, you know, what your generation may be. We are all in a need, a deep need for God and a deep need for each other. And we're learning the power of needing both of those more than ever before.
And when you agree, that's really what God is saying to us. People are saying, what's he saying? And is this intentional on his part? Well, we know that God always has intention with what he allows to happen sovereignly. But what do you believe in that regard? Is God really trying to get through to us in a new way? We've never been through this mess quite like this before.
No, yeah, this is a generational moment. Those who lived through 9/11 had a generational moment, and those who lived in World War II or the Vietnam War, those were generational moments. We are in a generational moment. There is no question about it. And it will alter things from now on. If nothing else, it may alter mindsets. Some people are predicting the worst of the worst economically or in business or in church. And, you know, only God knows where all that's going. But here's what I tell people I think God is teaching us. I think God is teaching us, number one, above all, that we need him more than ever before. Number two, we need each other more than ever before. And I think the third thing he's teaching us is that we need to be more committed to the fulfillment of the Great Commission than ever before. And all of this comes back to needing desperately the next great spiritual awakening in America. And I think we could be on the brink of that awakening because of all of the great things that are happening, even in the midst of enormous mountains that our churches are climbing and lay people are climbing. But I'm telling you, people are calling out to God, Don, and I've seen more people committed to praying with other people than I've ever seen before among leaders. Mm-hmm. And this is highly encouraging to me, even in the midst of adversity.
I couldn't agree with you more. There is that. And in fact, I found it interesting that you just kind of, I believe, updated and revised your book on prayer just last year, and quite timely, I would say.
Well, you know, Don, they told me, they said, hey, Ron, you printed this book 20 years ago, or we released it for you 20 years ago. And we think that it's worthy of a re-release because it's still around and people respond to it. We want you to go in and, you know, change a few illustrations, maybe add a couple of chapters, and we'll be good. Well, once I got in it, Don, that turned into a major writing project because I rewrote 90% of the book. And also wrote 5 brand new chapters. So bottom line is it is fully, it's almost like a brand new book. And it is new in the look, but it's obviously new content as well. And I'm very grateful they did that. That book has been sent by some of our organizations all over the world. And, you know, we've gotten really great feedback. People want to pray, as you know, Pastor. You know that. I mean, you see. But the struggle many times is, how do I do that?
Yeah.
From the smallest thing of pray for my family or for my church or my pastor to something major, like how do we pray for America?
Mm-hmm.
Or how do we pray about healing? How do we ask God to heal somebody? How do we do that? Well, I've tried to provide us a biblical format on all those fronts, as well as deal with the practical sides of that in how to do that in your life.
The book's called How to Pray, Developing an Intimate Relationship with God, available, I'm sure, to your usual sources. RonnieFloyd.com is our pastor's website, Dr. Floyd's website. And I also wanted to get your thoughts on something I'm going to be talking, something I'm going to be talking about a little further with Matt Staver next hour. And that is the heavy hand of government on the part of some. Thank God, not all, but some of the governors, some of the mayors have been taking real liberties unwarranted, unconstitutionally against the churches. There's the Kansas City story we'll talk about next hour with Matt Staver. But how concerned are you about that happening in this context where it's giving an opportunity for a power grab that's rather frightening?
Well, it has been rather frightening, and I won't name certain states. I'll let everybody else do that. But I know I just got an email this afternoon because I was with a few major leaders last week in one of the many Zoom calls I was on, and they brought up to me a certain situation in a particular state, and they said, how would you tell us to do it and then deal with this? It was like four or five of some of the leading pastors that were on this one, that were in this one state. I said, what I would do is that I would, all of you, make a formal appeal to the governor's office and see if they would come to reason about this matter in a better way. And you know what? He notified me that they've come around, and that's what they did. I think one of the things the church needs to do is communicate with its leaders. It needs to communicate with the leaders of our states, because right now those state leaders are very influential, and they're leading in ways they never would have dreamt that they would have been empowered to lead. But we don't need any governor overreaching the boundaries of what his office calls him to do. And the interesting thing is, we don't need him to overreach anywhere, but we definitely don't need him to overreach in relation to religious liberty. I mean, the church cannot go to sleep in this and say, you know, well, this is the way it's going to be. Well, you know, maybe it is on certain situations. I get that. That's fine. But the bottom line is that we cannot lose what, you know, religious liberty is one of the founding principles of our country, Don. And how in the world can we negotiate that in certain ways that some might attempt that we should negotiate that? I just don't think that that's what we need to do. And, you know, thank God for Matt. I know Matt pretty well, men like him and so many others. There's so many great organizations today that get in it, you know, and they're willing to at least ask the questions. You know, we just have to – here's another thing, Don. I think we just have to be sweet and kind and loving, but we need to be firm, you know, and we need to say, wait a minute, you know, and that's all going to be done in the right spirit, and pray that God will use it in the right way at the right time with the right organization, the right setting. And I think the politicians, many of them that are in that political office, whatever their office may be, whatever realm of government, because the governor's not making all those decisions alone. He's got a team of people around him. And everybody's going to speak from their frame of reference, and we have a much more, less than conservative government in some of these states and some of the regions. And so, you know, they're going to speak from that. Well, that's fine, but we also need to let them hear from those of us that don't necessarily agree with that. We just need to do it in the right way, in the right spirit. I have always found people to be reasonable when I present the argument in a reasonable manner back to them and ask them to consider demanding this and demanding that doesn't usually get us anywhere.
Well, there's a lot more we could talk about, my friend. I hope we can have you back for a visit. You're a leader in one of the, well, the largest Protestant denomination in the country, and I'd love to have you come back, talk about some of the challenges and what you see for
Absolutely.
The SBC in the near future. We try to do that, all right?
I look forward to it. God bless you in all that you do. Continue forward, Pastor.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Dr. Ronnie Floyd, and again, that book that we've just mentioned a couple of times, just completely rewritten, as he says. It's almost a brand new book called How to Pray, Developing an Intimate Relationship with God. And you can check his work and ministry out at ronniefloyd.com. And if you want to follow him on Twitter, his Twitter handle is, in fact, at Ronnie Floyd. So that makes sense, doesn't it? I'd say. All right, we're coming back with more. Stay with us.
Here at Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies, every one of our team members knows a hero.
My Uncle Paul, who works long hours at the grocery store to make sure that people can put food on the table.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
Thank you for being a hero in our community, Des Marie.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, we thank you. From the front lines to behind the scenes, we see you. You're essential every day, and today, you're heroes.
We're giving families everywhere a little more hope for a healthier tomorrow.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Here's to all of you. We couldn't be more grateful.
Thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Did we miss you, Mama?
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers with us, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
Hear 105.1 FM WAVA wherever you are on our mobile app or on iHeart, TuneIn, and now on radio.com.
Hello, this is Andrew Altman, founder of Best Buy Waterproofing. There's been a lot of rain here in the Maryland, Virginia area over the past 2 months, and there's more rain in the forecast. If you have issues in your home with basement moisture, mold and mildew, a crack in your wall, and water leaking into your home, I have a solution for you. My company, Best Buy Waterproofing, can fix your issue forever. We will give you a dry basement and get rid of the mold and mildew, moisture, and any issues related to water around the foundation of your home. Our work comes with a lifetime guarantee, and we are highly rated with the Better Business Bureau. Also know, during this unusual time, my team is fully functional and able to serve you with the highest level of safety for you and your family. Many hundreds of families have been served by Best Buy Waterproofing here in the Maryland and Virginia area. Let us help you too. Go to bestbuywaterproofing.com or call us directly 24 hours a day, 844-980-3707.
Let's welcome Jeremy Camp.
Hope Comes Home with I Still Believe. You can watch it now at familywatchnight.com. From the creators of I Can Only Imagine comes the uplifting true life story of Christian music megastar Jeremy Camp.
I'm supposed to be with her. I can't explain it. I just know that.
Jeremy's hope and faith are put to the test when tragedy strikes.
You're going to be healed.
What if I'm not supposed to be healed?
Don't say that.
I Still Believe is an incredible story of musical stardom, the heights of love, the depths of loss, and the healing power of the human spirit. One love can change your life.
You chose willingly to walk into the fire with her. That's what love is.
Witness the true story of Christian music star Jeremy Camp and his journey of love and loss that looks to prove there is always hope. Starring KJ Apa, Britt Robertson, Gary Sinise, and Shania Twain. Own I Still Believe on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital now from Lionsgate. At familywatchnight.com. That's familywatchnight.com.
Leading the Way with Michael Youssef. Weekday mornings at 11 on Life Changing Talk Radio, WAVA.
This report is sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance, where you only pay for what you need. In the district, you want to exercise some caution over 295 northbound. We have a bit of road construction, reducing your lanes down to one as you're making your way between South Capitol Street. You'll be more stop than go as you're passing Malcolm X Avenue. Also, seeing congestion in Virginia on 66 eastbound with road construction blocking your left lane as you're making your way between 50 at Fort Oaks and approaching the Beltway. Delays ease as you're coming through to 123. Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your coverage so you only pay for what you need. I'm Taryn Galbraith with traffic on WAVA.
Breezy this evening, otherwise mainly clear and chilly tonight. We'll see a low of 43. Partly sunny skies tomorrow. It'll be cool. Tomorrow's high, 62. Plenty of sunshine Wednesday. We'll see a high Wednesday of 67. Mostly cloudy Thursday with a high of 74. Intervals of clouds and sunshine expected Friday. We'll see a high Friday of 84. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
We have an exciting campaign with American Leprosy Missions, and obviously you agree because so many of you have been responding and helping us provide a cure for 1,000 children. That's our goal, to provide a cure from leprosy for 1,000 children. ALM is working in some 16 nations where this scourge is very active. Those aren't the only nations where the problem exists, but they are the ones right now where American Leprosy Missions is at work and has been for years, rescuing these dear children, giving them a cure before their lives are totally destroyed and disfigured by this awful disease. So you've been helping us do that. 1,000 children, our goal. As of right this moment, you've provided a leprosy cure for 636 of those kids. That is so exciting. I want to say some thank yous. Lisa in McLean, thank you for your $80 gift. Dan in Gaithersburg, a $50 gift. Greg in Manassas, a $100 gift. Henry in Fairfax, $60. Christopher in Traces Landing, Maryland, $180. Nora in Rockville, a $30 gift. Wilson in Alexandria, a $28 gift. Alfreda in Frederick County, Maryland, $60. And Sandra in Fairfax, $120. $30 provides a cure for a child. And as you can see, some have been able to do one, two, three, four children. And again, our thanks to Passport Auto Group Stores. That $8,000 gift has been matched now. But we only have 364 more children that need what these folks have done. $30 cures one child, $60 cures two. A one-time gift of $90 provides for three, $150 cures five, et cetera, et cetera. The toll-free number to call, 800-979-1980, or online at WAVA.com. Use the keyword HEAL.
The following program is sponsored by American Leprosy Missions.
It is a powerful story when somebody who went with a disease like leprosy into a facility comes back home restored. That's a big transformation in the minds of many, because then they can see, so it is true, this disease can be cured.
Scott Wilder with me from American Leprosy Missions, painting a very clear picture. And Scott, you've seen the work of American Leprosy Missions. They are working in a number of different countries. Am I correct in saying there were 16 at least?
16. Yeah, 16 countries around the world. And today, you know, you can reach out and you can make a difference today. And in fact, we're waiting on your phone call right now. You do a one-time gift. You could do a monthly gift if you want to. The phone number is toll-free, 800-979-1980. In this half hour, we want to do this for 75 kids. Now, that's $30 per child, 75 kids. $90 cures three, $150 cures five, more cures more, 600 cures 20. The phone number to call is toll-free, 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980 is the phone number. And if we do this for 75, this half hour, you say, well, how much is that? 75 times 30, that's $2,250. $2,250. Maybe you're a numbers person. You say, okay, I can do the 250. Let's round that down to 2,000. Or maybe you say, I'll do 2,000 or I'll do 1,000. That rounds it down to 1,250. The phone number is toll free, 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. And our goal this half hour is to provide the cure, to deliver the cure to 75 children, knowing that 52 children a day are diagnosed worldwide with leprosy. So call right now, 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980, or click on the banner when you go to WAVA.com.
Now, as I recall, we mentioned it earlier, this is gospel-driven, folks. That's critical. That's important to so many of you. This is in Jesus' name, mm-hmm. not just saying so, but doing it. It's really the matrix in which this ministry was born. But as I understand it and I recall, this includes even giving Bibles and other life-changing resources that bring people closer to the Lord in addition to the cure. Am I right?
It does. It's exactly the case. And so today, I mean, you're delivering the temporal cure, the cure for us while we're here, but also the cure for us for eternity. We know that that which ails all mankind is a separation from Christ. And so today, you can do this in Jesus' name, but then also you're sending the Word of God. You're sending the saving message of Jesus when you do this today. You know, Don, let me give the number again real quick, 800-979-1980 is the phone number. I'm 58 years old. It took me a full 57 years to learn a lesson. And let me just share it. I'm embarrassed because most people probably already think this way. But it took me that long. And inside the last year, I've sort of had an epiphany. I used to say, you know this, Don, because I'd say it with you. I talk about how God has blessed us. And he's blessed us. Why has he blessed us so? You know, is it because we're good? Is it because we're better? Is it because we're Americans? Because we speak English? Because we eat three times a day and bathe once a day? No, it's none of that stuff. He blesses us because he loves us, and we are blessed to bless. And that's true. Everything about that is true. There was nothing. I didn't believe anything wrong. I just believed something that wasn't complete. And inside the last year, what I really have come to understand, not believe, but know, is that God's blessings that flow to us are not just evidence that he loves us. Because he loves the people he doesn't bless the same way he blesses us. He loves them just as much. So why then would he bless us so? It's not just that he loves us. That's true. The blessings that flow to us are evidence that God loves us. But bigger than that, they are evidence that God trusts us. That he trusts us not to just be people that have blessings flow to us, but they become blessings that flow through us. That God will continue to bless us if we will allow those blessings to flow through us, not just to us. That's a lesson I learned in the last year. So, I mean, I'm really excited about having learned it. I feel like I used to tell my kid, my boys and my daughter, learning is fun. They don't always feel fun, but learning is fun. And, you know, when I sort of came on that reality, I thought, how could I not have understood this for so long? How could I have lived, really, a whole life and not really have understood? To understand that the blessings are evidence that God loves us, but it's so much more than that. And now it becomes not a deal where Don Crow is telling you, hey, what are you going to do with that? Or Scott or American Leprosy Mission or somebody else, Wava, telling you that. This is the Lord. The fact that you're listening right now is evidence that you've been blessed. You've been blessed by where you are, and you've been blessed by when you are. And I would just say, what are we going to do with that now? I would say we want to be conduits through which they flow to others. We are blessed to bless. We are blessed for the purpose of being set forth to bless others. And that's what we're doing today. 800-979-1980, or click the banner at WAVA.com. Every $90 cures 3 of leprosy, 60 for a brother and sister, 300 for 10, 600 cures 20 of leprosy. Our goal this half hour is 75. How many are you going to do right now at 800-979-1980, or click the banner at WAVA.com?
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. A mixed performance by stocks to open the new week. The Dow Industrials dipped 109 points. The S&P 500 finished little changed. But the tech-heavy NASDAQ composite rose for the sixth straight session, gaining 71 points today. Abbott Labs confirmed that the FDA has granted the company's new coronavirus test that detects COVID-19 antibodies emergency use authorization. The medical devices and healthcare company expects to ship nearly 30 million of the tests this month and up to 60 million in June. Abbott shares rose 2.5% today. Meanwhile, shares of AMC Entertainment soared 30% after the Daily Mail reported that Amazon had expressed interest in acquiring the struggling movie theater chain. Amazon and AMC, which is also the parent of Odeon Cinemas, have held talks about a potential buyout, but it's not clear if those discussions are still active. Once again, it was a mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow down more than 100, but the Nasdaq up for the sixth straight session. That's your money now.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Your employees and customers have new expectations when it comes to cleanliness. Cintas has the products and services you need to feel prepared. A trained Cintas technician can apply disinfectant and sanitizer spray to common surfaces. And we'll keep you well stocked with gloves, face masks, hand sanitizer, and disinfectant wipes. Professional cleaning supplies and PPE. Just a few ways Cintas can help you keep your business safe. Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
Hello, I'm Everett Helmuth, owner and president of the Passport Automotive Group. During this unique time in our history, we at Passport Auto want you to know that we're considered an essential business and we're open to meet your automotive needs. As you manage taking care of your family during this current situation, we know that your vehicle may play a key role. If you're looking to purchase or service a vehicle, we want to assure you that we're doing everything we can to promote a safe and secure experience. We encourage you to utilize our at-home car buying resources like viewing our excellent website, having us send you a video walkthrough of the vehicle you're interested in, purchasing that vehicle online, or if you prefer, we'll bring the entire auto buying experience to the safety of your home or office. Passport sells and services new and certified pre-owned vehicles in the brands you love: BMW, Infiniti, Toyota, Nissan, Mazda, and Mini Cooper. We have 9 convenient locations in Virginia and Maryland. Visit us today at PassportAuto.com. We look forward to working with you and keeping you safe.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com. Sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
It's a holistic restoration, I would call it. It's not just a medication, but there is also the love of Christ that is brought to them in a way that they can be able to see they belong.
That's really what it is. Folks, the tangible bringing of the love of Jesus Christ right to the people who desperately need to know they're loved. Scott, you mentioned it at the outset of this hour. That's one of the many penalties paid through no fault of their own of those who carry this disease. They lose contact socially, emotionally, and sadly even spiritually if they don't know the Lord.
You know, you're right, Don, and we are talking, we almost use it jokingly about social distancing and social distancing. Finally, the world is coming around to my lifestyle, social distancing. And we joke around about that kind of stuff, but we only joke around about it because we haven't really understood that this is the way some people have to live all the time. This is our right now. I mean, many times when we talked about this, we said, what must it be like if everybody's in the same situation where anyone you might turn to for help is suffering the same way you are. And we have a taste of that now, but we have every sense that this will end at some point, and even if we can't say exactly how or when, it will, and it will turn around for us. But this is our right now. This is there always. And, you know, I've said before, when this is over, and it will be over, all that will be left, what we will remember most, is how we treated each other. How did it make us behave? Did we use it as an excuse to do nothing good? Or did we understand this is an opportunity for us to understand how blessed we are and to reach out beyond ourselves and be used by God, to be Jesus with skin on, to make love a verb, for it to be something we do and not just something we say? Or will we not? Was it all about us? You know, we watched everything on Netflix and we're almost through with the internet. You know, that's what we did during COVID-19. Or did we see beyond ourselves and say, Lord, what would you have me do today? You've blessed me with safety. You've blessed me with health. You've blessed me with financial ability. And just the savings alone. I mean, honestly, I have found myself with a few extra dollars here and there. I think, how did I get extra dollars? I didn't think I could have extra dollars. How come every month I wouldn't have these extra dollars? Well, I'm not going out to eat. I'm not going anywhere, you know, to eat. I'm not buying gasoline as much because I'm not driving hardly at all. And when I do, it's cheaper than it was. If you got the PPP check, that's a few extra bucks in your pocket. If you got the tax refund, that's some extra bucks in your pocket. Now the question is, will you share? Would you share? And today you have a great opportunity. $90 cures 3 of leprosy and delivers the saving knowledge of Christ. $150 cures 5. $300 cures 10. This half hour, only a few minutes left, we have a goal of delivering the cure to 75. That is $2,250. $2,250. Somebody listening right now might hear that somebody earlier today, or maybe it was yesterday, gave the $3,000 one-time gift. And you might say, you know what? If that person did it, I can do it. And if you've given, would you pray that someone else will come alongside and they would say, you know, if they did it, I'm going to do it. Because when we all do this together, you know, we were saying we're all in this together. What does that mean, though? We're all in this together. If it doesn't mean that we should reach down and, number one, understand that we are blessed, and then number two, understand how God would have us be a blessing to others. That is the whole point of we're all in this together. Call right now, toll free, 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980. And you can provide that cure. $300 provides 10. $600 provides 20. $90 provides 3 cures. 800-979-1980.
Since this whole quarantine thing started, we've gotten the chance to chat with around 2,000 of you radio listeners. And here's what we've heard. You wouldn't believe how many puzzles we've done. Who would have thought family driveway tennis could be so much fun? And I'm pretty sure I've watched over 100 episodes of Seinfeld. The other thing we've seen is families across the country doing major work on their homes. Dream basements, backyard makeovers, swimming pools, or shelves, shelves, and more shelves for organization. The home is officially a bigger deal than ever. And the cool thing is, for many of us, home values have gone up the last few years, meaning you could have equity sitting in your home that you could cash out to put in, say, the greatest driveway tennis court of all time. If that's you, our Faith and Family Mortgage team has a direct lender advantage, and we'd love to help. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees, up to $500.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. And refinance. Total refinancing charges may be higher over life of loan.
Listen to The Alternative with Tony Evans every weekday morning at 10:30 on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Most of our children and grandchildren are finishing this school year online. You can make plans now for a Christian school education for your child or grandchild this fall. And WAVA makes it affordable with our half-priced Christian school tuition opportunity. Simply go to WAVA.com, use the keyword school, or click on the school bus to see the schools offering half-price tuition this fall. We have schools participating in Bowie, Olney, Laurel, Frederick, Dale City, Fairfax, and Falls Church. Go to WAVA.com, keyword school.
You know, spring cleaning doesn't just mean the deep clean you do around the house once a year. You may want to do some tidying up for your business's digital marketing, and Salem Surround can help. Whether you're just getting started in the world of digital marketing or already have a plan that's not getting results, we give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Salem Surround provides your business with all your marketing needs under one roof. And face it, in 2020, if you're not effectively using digital media, you're behind the competition and losing sales. Salem Surround will help identify any weak points in your marketing strategy and consult with you to bring solutions that will meet your needs and exceed your expectations. Total market saturation for increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to learn how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at SurroundDC.com. SurroundDC.com. Connecting you with new customers.
We're here for you 24 hours a day. 105.1 FM, WAVA.
Jesus told us that one of the greatest commandments in Scripture is love your neighbor as yourself. It can also be one of the most challenging, especially during these uncertain times. Yet it gives us a unique opportunity to love our neighbors. What if every Christ follower prayed for two other people in the DMV? What if you could help saturate the whole DMV with the love of Christ? Join thousands in the Street Vine Lights Pray, Care, and Share movement. Go to WAVA.com, keyword Vine. That's WAVA.com, keyword Vine.
There is a devastating disease crippling children, disfiguring them, leaving once beautiful faces marked with the unmistakable signs of leprosy, causing them to live a life of pain, shame, and isolation. But you can help American Leprosy Missions find, diagnose, and cure these children. You can stop leprosy. Right now, you have an incredible opportunity to help and heal children who are suffering. Because it costs only $90 to cure leprosy in three people, you can be the source of their healing. Jesus said, "Freely you have received, freely give." Give now to help those suffering with leprosy. Call American Leprosy Missions right now, 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. That's 800-979-1980. Or give online at StopLeprosyNow.com.
And of course, here you can give quickly at WAVA.com. Either website works, however. Scott Wilder with me. And of course, Scott, it's exciting to see how huge a change we can bring to a human being with just a $30 gift.
It is something. I mean, really, it is. It turns everything around. I mean, when you have a child that has leprosy, I've told you before about being overseas, being in Ghana, being in Cote d'Ivoire, being in Africa. 14th trip to Africa was my last trip to Africa. When you're there and when you go deep, deep into the villages, I mean, you actually go into the literal end of the road. The end of the road. The road ends and you get out of the Jeep and then you walk another 2 hours. You know, because I know you've done it too, Don. You go deep into the villages and deep past the creeks and jungles, and you find these villages where we have the opportunity to diagnose and then treat and, of course, deliver the cure for those suffering from leprosy. 52 every single day children are diagnosed with leprosy. Of course, more than that actually contract it. One of the things about this COVID-19 thing that's got our attention is, okay, how many people have been diagnosed might be different from how many people have it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know that, but, you know, we have so many safety nets here in the United States. I'm telling you, if you're diagnosed with leprosy in another country, we are their safety net. We don't have to wonder what would Jesus do. Just have to do what he did do. When the man with leprosy came to Christ and said, "Lord, if you're willing, you can heal me. Are you willing?" We can't heal and restore the same way Jesus did, but we can respond to that question the way he did. Are you willing? Yes, I'm willing. And you can do that right now. $90 cures 3, $150 cures 5, $300 cures 10. And I would say just maybe count up your kids and grandkids. I remember being on the air with you once, Don, and one of your listeners said, I counted up my kids, and I counted up my grandkids and my great-grandkids, and I'll do it for 17. The phone number is 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980, or click on the banner at WAVA.com.
You remember, never seen yourself, folks, as a world changer. I know that's a big term, but believe me, that's what you are when you make that call and make that gift.
Amen.
Whatever the amount is, you are a world changer at 800-979-1980 or on our website, WAVA.com.
AActionHomeServices.com. Plumbing, electrical, heating, and air. Serving D.C., Maryland, and Virginia daily. 703-922-1900.
Alexa can play WAVA-FM and hear us wherever you are on our mobile app, iHeart, TuneIn, or radio.com.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing. WAVA-FM.